Hey, it's Andrew again, producer on Something Wild. Thanks, as always, for listening to the show. If you've been listening this month, you'll know that we're in the midst of a fund drive to raise some money to help pay for podcasts we produce here at NHPR, podcasts like Something Wild. You may subscribe to some of the other podcasts in our fleet, including Outside In or Civics 101 or Word of Mouth. As producer on Something Wild, I hear from a lot of listeners like you who write in or call to say how much they enjoy listening to the program because it sounds like Chris and Dave are having so much fun. And the way we produce these, it sounds like Chris and Dave just kind of walk into the studio, have a conversation, and walk out again. But there's actually a lot of work that goes into making it sound as effortless as it does. It takes a lot of research on the part of myself, Chris, and Dave to make sure we have all our facts straight when we go in to talk about a given subject. It involves speaking with biologists who know a heck of a lot more about some of these subjects than we do, and it even involves a fair amount of scripting out to make sure we hit all of the points we want to hit and present to you a comprehensive idea of whatever the subject matter is we're touching on. This week, we're doing another iteration of our first Bitten series. I think you're going to enjoy that. And while you're listening, click on over to nhpr.org, make a gift, $5, $10, $20, whatever your budget allows, make a gift to support Something Wild and all the listening you do. And when you give right now, you'll automatically be entered into our next drawing of the month, which is a trip for two to Las Vegas. So head on over to nhpr.org and make your gift now. Thanks very much.
I grew up in Brooklyn, in New York. And because of the Second World War, my love of nature became greatly enhanced.
That's Ron Davis, a retired professor from the University of Maine, Orono, and he's kicking off another of our periodic series we like to call First Bitten. I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin, and this is Something Wild. First Bitten is our study of those who study nature and what set them on that path.
While Ron credits the advent of World War II with his passion for the natural world, he points out that much of the thanks actually goes to his father,
who was a retail businessman, moved his family out of Brooklyn to the Catskill Mountains because there was a threat that the Germans might be bombing New York.
So there Ron found himself, a city kid, suddenly in the middle of a rural environment. And what did he do? What every kid does when confronted with an expanse of trees and fields, he explored.
I'll never forget the stream that ran below our farm in the woods, which had very clear water that cascaded over the rocks, and where I would lie on my belly at the edge of the stream, dangling a hook with a worm for trout. That's where my love of nature was cultivated.
As he grew older, his fields of study included, among other things, limnology.
The study of lakes and streams.
Yeah, over the course of his career, he cast a broad net, studying fens and bogs, alpine tundra, but there were a couple of common elements among his many interests, beauty and the absence of walls.
Well, even then, when I was 11 years old, I had a sense of the aesthetics of nature. I just thought it was beautiful. And I think that much of the motivation that drove me to become a biologist, and particularly a field biologist, derived from an aesthetic base.
And it all started with his dad, huh?
Yeah, and moving the family out of the city.
Another biologist we spoke to recently also inherited his love of nature from his father.
My name is Ben Killam. I study black bears, and I am from Lyme, New Hampshire.
Ben's passion is a classic case of nature and nurture. Biology was in his blood. His dad published over 100 journal articles and wrote 4 books on birds and nature. Ben also grew up in a house that was quite the menagerie.
When I was 2, my dad went on sabbatical to Africa and brought a half-grown leopard into the house, much to my mother's chagrin. But we all survived and came back from Africa with 2 African hornbills and a Nile crocodile that my dad raised in a basement shower until it was 6 feet long, and the National Zoo came and took it away.
Wow, that's like an indoor safari.
And it didn't end there.
We had a beaver in the kitchen that dammed up the toilet and leveled the floors, and there was a porcupine in the greenhouse next to my dad's study. He had aviaries with woodpeckers and nuthatches and crows and ravens and hawks and owls, and We had fox and woodchuck and just about everything you can imagine.
Most of the animals Ben's father brought home were injured or abandoned, and the whole family participated in raising and rehabilitating them.
So my experience, one, I was, you know, I saw orphan animals and I interacted with them, and I realized the relationship you could have with them at a very young age.
Ben described them as pets, but only in a temporary sense. The ultimate goal was always to release each of these animals.
Some of them got wild on their own and ran off, and those were the easy ones. I mean, squirrels always, you know, we raised them loose outside, and they always ended up in the trees and gone. And we had a fox, and it did the same thing. And raccoons the same way. They got wild and ran off. They all wanted to be what they were. They wanted to be with their own kind and in their own environment.
And Ben turned those early experiences into establishing the Killam Bear Center in 1993.
And since that time, we've raised, rehabilitated, and returned to the wild over 165 black bear cubs.
An impressive legacy, due at least in part to his dad. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Supporting NHPR today is a safe bet. Not only will your stake in this station help pay for shows like Morning Edition, The Exchange, and All Things Considered, we'll up the ante and enter you to win airfare and 5 days for you and a friend in Las Vegas. You don't have to be a high roller to enjoy the bright neon lights, world-class food, and entertainment, but you do have to give before Saturday to be the big winner. Odds are you love NHPR, so support it today at nhpr.org.